Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. I'm getting ready for the Renaissance. Let's get started. Hey there, welcome back to Tweet Trends. Yes, I'm getting ready for the Renaissance, but no, I'm not talking about a Renaissance fair. I'm talking about the Renaissance tour with the queen herself, Beyoncé. I am going. And you know, I started not to talk about it, but I said, you know what? Why not? This is what's going on in my life, all around me, what I'm thinking about. Why not share this with you? So in today's episode, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about Beyoncé's career. We're going to talk about her influence on pop culture. But more importantly, I want to talk about my own personal experience with Beyoncé. And no, don't get excited. I've never met the woman before, although I've had a number of dreams where we were on a plane together, sitting side by side, and just hit it off. Now, do I imagine that that's going to happen ever in this lifetime? No, I don't, because I really could not see her flying commercial. She might, who knows? But yeah, I don't see it happening. But in this dream that I've had, and it's a recurring dream, we're sitting next to each other, we're chatting it up, and we exchange numbers, and because our girls are pretty close in age, that they hit it off, and then we just get to be like besties. Yeah, I know. It's a dream, though. It's my dream. Anyway, let me back up, because I was about to say something that was incorrect. I have always been a fan of music, period. Anybody's music. Having said that, because she was a singer, I liked the songs that she sang. I liked her with Destiny's Child. I even liked her on Star Search with Girls' Time. I remember that. I was a kid back then. But it all changed back in 2007, when I went to my first Beyoncé concert. It was the Beyoncé Experience. And man, oh man, when I tell you that concert was an experience, I was boohoo ugly crying by the end of that concert. It was amazing. And that was when I was like, you know what? I rock with Beyoncé. This is my girl. I am a straight up fan. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm telling you, it was an amazing experience. And I've been to concerts before. I worked at a radio station, so I've been to several concerts. That was a part of what I got paid to do. But that concert was absolutely amazing. So I'm really excited about going to this Renaissance tour, because in my mind, it's like, I can't imagine what she's done since 2007. You know? That's a pretty long time. How much has her show evolved? Like, I don't even really know what to expect. Now, I will say a lot of people have put a lot of stuff out there about the concert. So what I'm hoping right now is that I haven't seen the whole concert in little mini clips on TikTok and Instagram and all the other places. Fingers crossed, they save something for the people that are actually going to the concert. But there are so many songs that Beyoncé has that I would actually put on my own personal life soundtrack. And not so much because I'm such a big fan of hers, but because the songs speak to my experiences and my life. In her early career, we already mentioned she was a member of Girls Time. They performed on Star Search with Ed McMahon. They didn't win, but it was a good showing nonetheless. From there, moved on to Destiny's Child. And first off, let me just say the name of the group is fire. It came from the Bible, the book of Isaiah, where they're talking about being a child of destiny. And there are a number of things that you're destined for, meaning like you're destined to have peace and to be at peace with God. You're destined for God to never have a bad or evil thought against you. You're destined to accomplish whatever God has sent you here to do. And wherever you are now, you are destined to be there as a part of God's plan. So I love the name just all by itself. But then when you add on the fact that the songs that they were making were so empowering and that they talked about independence and women being strong and all of that good stuff, it made it that much more awesome. Yeah, for lack of better words. I really enjoyed their music. And having said that, though, I still wasn't like a huge fan, but I appreciated what they were doing for music and the music industry. So then we continue on down the line and we get to when Beyonce had her first solo recording, and that was with Jay-Z on the 03 Bonnie and Clyde. That was released, I think, in 2002. And then in 2003 is when she premiered songs from her first album, Dangerously in Love. And it just took off from there. Like I said, I went to my first concert in 2007, and now, so that's been, 16 years? When you think about the influence that Beyonce has had on other artists, on young people, new people coming into the business, on just concert etiquette on the artist side, if you will. It seems like every concert she steps it up a bit. And so because I'm saying I boohoo ugly cried at the 2007 concert, I am terrified of what's going to happen at this one. Like, I can't even imagine what next level stuff I'm going to see. One, because it's been so long since I've been to one of her concerts. But two, because it seems like every concert is better than the previous one. I can't even imagine. I can't even wrap my mind around it. So it's easy to be just blown away and just blinded by all of the things that Beyonce does. The various concerts, Coachella, you know, you've got her winning Grammys, you have her acting, just doing all of the things. All of that's easy to see because it's right there in your face. But what about the things that are a little bit in the background that she's doing that maybe you haven't realized is going on? For example, were you aware that Beyonce has a scholars program? It's called the Beyonce Foundation Scholars Program, where they award 4 scholarships. It's open to young women who plan to attend either Berklee College of Music, Howard University, Parsons School of Design, or Spelman. And in going to those schools, you have to be majoring in creative arts, music, literature, or African American studies. You may not have known that, but that's something that she's doing to give back to the community. And when you think about it, it makes sense that those are the fields that she's interested in because they're the fields that directly speak to her verb. And therefore, why not pour back into that area where you yourself grew from, right? Another did you know? Did you know that there is an organization called Be Good, BEYGOOD, www.carter.org. It was founded by Ms. Carter, and they focus on economic equity and supporting organizations that serve marginalized and underserved communities with educational scholarship, internships that lead to actual job placement, and entrepreneurship support for business stability. I thought that was pretty awesome too. But you may not have ever heard of it before. Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode. You know what? I very well may have a follow-up to this episode after I've gone to the concert. I think I will. So keep an eye out, keep an ear out. Who knows? It's almost a definite, and I haven't even gone yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to want to unpack how I felt about the concert and whatnot. So I think that's pretty much a definite. That's what's going to happen. So in the meanwhile, why not check out Beyonce's nonprofit, BeGood.org. That's BeyGood.org. It is a 501c3, so your donations are tax deductible. And you can also find her on IG at BeGood, BeyGood. I said you can find her. I meant you can find her organization. And, you know, like I said, I've already kind of given you the background on what they do through BeGood. Check them out. Check out the next episode. Who knows? That next episode may be about the concert. Just saying. Just kind of putting that out there. In the meanwhile, also, I would love to know if you went to the concert so I can know what your thoughts were. You know where to find me, Twitter and Instagram at Hey Yvette. That's at HeyEvette. Or just look for the hashtag Tweet Trends. And yeah, I know I said Twitter. I should call it X, but it's going to take a while. All right. Take care, and I'll see you back here in a few.